Grant Cardone.
I always stay broke. I look at my cash accounts every day, and I try to get my cash accounts to zero every day. I want no liquidity.
Interesting, no liquidity. Now, I will say that I have taken a leaf out of Grant's book, and I move things out of my bank account cash into things like...
What's the difference between people who are actually rich and those who are acting like they're rich?
Three businesses I would never invest in, and I hope you don't too, if you value your time. The number one business is Amazon FBA.
Hey, what do you mean don't invest into Amazon FBA? Look, you do have to put in a bit of cash up front, but as I said in one of my previous videos, you got to put a lot more cash up front when you're going into Shopify. Margin, of course, is extremely important. That's why I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Today, we're going to be doing some reactions videos. All right, here we go. Now, make sure to leave a comment, okay? I love you guys.
What's the difference between people who are actually rich and those who are acting like they're rich?
People who are actually rich, like you rich.
Oh, F you rich.
Concerned about impressing you.
Interesting.
They do not worry about what you think about them.
That's true. I just said that to them.
You see walking into a 3-Michelin-star restaurant in a quiet, normal looking outfit, sweater vest situation, eats his meal, leaves a 50% tip because they can. That's true wealth. Then you got
that's wealthy for sure.
That goes to that same restaurant, dripped out in a designer label, is, you know, making a
from scene. Bali anyway.
Why isn't this water sparkling? This is still, I don't like that. No. Like, just, you know, really, really new to the experience, and then leaves a 10% tip.
Wow.
Guys, that is so true. I see this all the time, right? Those guys who are just like prancing around wearing all their Bali pretend Louis Vuitton stuff, and they complain about freaking everything. But this is true. The guys who are actually rich, who walk in, that's wearing a black t-shirt, sneakers, you know, very, very sort of in disguise mode. Hey, look, maybe they got out of a Lambo, I don't know. But they're definitely not there to complain and try and make a scene. That's for sure. I'm probably going to get a lot of comments now like, oh yeah, your fucking fake Gucci hat. Hey, it's fucking real, all right? I've got the receipt from Gucci. All right, let's check out the next video.
Three businesses I would never invest in, and I hope you don't too, if you value your time. Okay. The number one business is Amazon FBA.
They're
on the internet talking about how great starting an Amazon FBA business is.
What do you mean, don't invest into Amazon FBA? I'm someone who's invested into Amazon FBA, and look, combined across Shopify and Amazon, I've done over $45 million in sales. So let's just say even I halve that, I've done probably $25 million in sales on Amazon FBA alone. Do not listen to this guy. What I will say though, is you've got to have the right product.
The truth is, they leave the real talk out. Super small margins, extremely competitive. You need to pour a lot of cash up front just to...
Look, you do have to put in a bit of cash up front, but as I said in one of my previous videos, you got to put a lot more cash up front when you're going into Shopify. Margin, of course, is extremely important. That's why you have to make the right decision, which is in the right product. But it still can be done. You can still make money.
Find a test a product without knowing if it's going to work. And then even if you found a great product, your competitors will quickly catch up, destroy your margins. And in fact, they could leave fake reviews and Amazon can cut off your business.
Look, that is totally true. I will give him that. You can get fake reviews. Amazon can shut you down. But ultimately, if I look back in time and I've been through all those trials and tribulations, I've still made way more money than I've lost, and I wouldn't have done it if it wasn't for Amazon.
The second business I would never invest in is a print-on-demand business.
There
is
I've tried that one.
This is a huge red flag. There is a ton of competition and plenty of copycats that are ready to steal your designs the moment you...
I agree with him on this one. I would not be doing a print-on-demand.
Goes into running ads and the fulfilling companies. They're the real winners here. The
third business
never invest in is technically not a business. It's a side hustle. Just the idea of doing things on the side gives you already a major clue why it won't be massively successful. Let me ask you this. If I committed fully to...
Look, before he even continues, I would say start a side hustle. That's how it starts. I started a side hustle, which ultimately turned out to be a $45 million turnover business. So I've got to say it worked for me. But what I will say though is don't give up your day job until your side hustle is actually making way more money than your day job. That's the secret.
Committed fully to building my company at all costs, doing all of the necessary work, even on weekends. And then you started the same business as a side hustle and invested only 2 hours a day. Who do you think has a better chance of succeeding?
I wouldn't say invest 2 hours a day. When I started my side hustle, I was putting in 6-8 hours a day. It was full on. And that's why I love Grant Cardone's book, Be Obsessed or Be Average. Go check it out.
So why would you bet your money on the losing course? We're going into this recession this year. You need to invest in a business that is simple, repeatable, and can make you money upfront.
Oh yeah, I want to know about this.
Rely on getting a bunch of product sales are going to have a hard time in 2023 because consumer spending is going to go down.
Overall, he had some really, really good points, but fundamentally, I'm going with Amazon as a winner. I've still made millions. Okie dokie, let's check out this next video.
If it's in the bank, why don't you go down to the bank this afternoon and get 50 G's from them?
Is that hard?
Impossible.
Well, I've called them. Not impossible. They just said they need time.
Oh, yeah, they need time because they're not carrying cash because they're fractionalized banking. But try to give them 50 grand.
What will they do?
Come back, man. Come back. We can't take this.
The banks, they freak out. You can't use cash anymore.
$1 million in cash off to a bank one day. It's 7:30 in the morning. Into their door. And they're like,
love it.
You don't have any security? No.
No.
And I'm getting on a plane, dude. You're taking this money. This came from you. It's coming back to you. They literally had to shut the bank down. They were so nervous. Giving the banks money is becoming problematic. And for sure taking it.
What do you think one day if the banks just don't respond?
Don't respond.
The banks are trying to shut down cash now.
I think that's going to happen.
Well, that's where you wish you had some cash or some Bitcoin.
I'm going with Bitcoin for sure. I love this guy, the fact that he dropped off $50,000 at the bank. But he's right, though. It's so difficult to take money into the bank and get money out of the bank. Just recently, I tried to get money out of the bank, and the lady said to me, oh, we need to know why you're taking the money out. The account was like lawyer's trust account because I was buying a property. And I said, well, isn't it pretty obvious? She said, oh no, we've got to put something down on the computer. And I said, what does the drop-down box say? She goes, duh, 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 duh. I said, oh, is none of your business on there? Bitcoin is the play. Work against the banks. All right, guys, let's check out the next one. This better be good.
Do you know who really are the entrepreneurs statistically in the world? The C students.
Yeah.
The C students.
C students.
Because they don't like to work in the box. They don't follow rules. If something is going to kind of be a waste of time to them, they don't do it. When everybody else is kind of running by the clock and the bell's going to ring, they want to get the lesson done. They want to make sure they get, they're more interested in grades, where the entrepreneur is looking outside the window dreaming his dreams.
Yeah, right? So true.
What am I going to do? He's the one that doesn't see limitations. He's the one that doesn't want to be told what to do.
Totally. And that's me. I don't want to be told what to do. That's why I'm working for myself. I'm not in the 9-to-5 matrix being told by the government what to do. But so true. I found that when in school, it was the guys who were the A-grade students who were real scientific in nature. And you need those guys, but they're not entrepreneurs. Now, I must say, I wasn't a C-grade student. I was a B-grade student, but I was definitely looking out the window dreaming of what could be. And what's so interesting is it's the people who don't go to university. University is the biggest Ponzi scheme in the history of mankind. Do not send your children to university, ever. Not only that, it's a big cesspool of lefty radical ideology. Bad, bad story. All right, guys, let's check out the very last one.
Never take advice from a million.
Grant Cardone.
How many in the room, you have a net worth of over $1 million? Raise your hand. Let me see your hands if you do. Okay, good. Now, you guys need to share the word here that it's no money. Is it true or right? This is what's going to happen.
Love Grant.
You end up with $1 million and you're going to go into fear. Oh, what do I do now? I can lose it. See, when you're broke, you got nothing to lose, man. You're out there like, let's go. Let's hustle it. Let's go, man. I got nothing to lose. I'm dangerous. You get $1 million, you're like, wait a minute. I got to get a lawyer, man. I need to talk to my accountant now. I need to get an LLC. I need to get protected.
That's so true. When I started making millions of dollars, I wasn't thinking about, you know, so much protection. I was thinking about how can I not pay, you know, how can I minimize my tax legally? Yeah, that's why I hired an accountant. I said, surely now's the time I can get a Cayman Islands account or a Swiss bank account. He's like, yeah, you could get one of them, but you're going to have to move there. I was like, what? Not moving.
And what you do is you start going into conservation mode. This is what I do. I always stay broke. I look at my cash accounts every day, and I try to get my cash accounts to zero every day. I want no liquidity.
Interesting, no liquidity. Now, I will say that I have taken a leaf out of Grant's book, and I move things out of my bank account cash into things like Bitcoin and property. Assets that are working for me, not against me. Cash in the bank is working against you. It's getting devalued by the second. Get your cash out of the bank, put it into hard assets, just like Bitcoin. All right, there you go, guys. That's the wrap up for this episode of Reactions. Now, don't forget, leave some hate or some love if you want in the comments down below. Thanks, take care. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.